You are listening to Ask Me Another, NPR's hour of word games, puzzles, and trivia. I'm your host, Shanali Bomek, and with me are our puzzle gurus, John Chinesky, Art Chung, and Jonathan Colton. So we have our next two contestants. We have Sally Dankus and Seth Kleinerman. All right. Well, Seth and Sally, I personally am super excited about this next game. It's called Replacement Math. We're going to give you simple arithmetic problems, and we're going to replace the numbers with common phrases that easily translate into numbers. For an example, Art, what is the number the Beatles plus the Jacksons?
That is insulting to my high SAT score. But there are four Beatles, and there are five Jackson 5s, so 4 plus 5 is 9.
Correct, Art. All right, so you noticed how Art worked it out loud in front of us? So we want you to do the same thing. You just need to ring the bell. There's no partial credit, so you need to know the correct answer. Here we go. Jay-Z's problems plus Three Dog Night's loneliest number. Sally.
Jay-Z has 99 problems, and one is the loneliest number, and so it's 100.
Correct. Great, Sally. Next, ways to leave your lover minus the rules for dating my teenage daughter. If we need any hints here, Jonathan may be able to help us.
Some number of ways to leave your lover. X number of ways to leave your lover.
Are there 37 ways to leave your lover?
Oh, Seth. There's a few more. A few more.
Fine.
Sally, do you want to try?
13 more ways to leave your lover. Add 13 ways, and that's your answer.
So there's 50 ways to leave your lover, and then I'm subtracting the rules for dating my teenage daughter.
Correct.
And I think there were 8, so that's 42.
Yes,
total.
Sally, that's correct. Nice. Total Bronte sisters plus total Marx brothers.
Ooh.
Do it, Seth.
He's about to ring the bell, and he did.
Okay. So there are 3 Bronte sisters. Yes. Anne, Charlotte, Emily. And the Marx brothers, well, they eventually became just 3, but they started with 4, and in fact, even they had 5 at one point. So if you count Gummo. So
all of them
together is 8.
Wow. You are correct. The Dalmatians plus the Luft Balloons divided by Alibaba's thieves.
The Dalmatians are 101. The Luftballoons are 99. That's 200 divided by the 40 thieves gets you 5.
Yes! Excellent. I'm super impressed.
Take a point called Z in the complex plane. Let Z1 be Z squared plus C. And Z2 is Z1 squared plus C. And Z3 is Z2 squared plus C, and so on. If the series of Z's will always stay close to Z and never trend away, that point is in the Mandelbrot set. Mandelbrot set, your Rorschach test's on fire. You're a Daigle pterodactyl. You're a heart-shaped box of springs and wire. You're one badass freaking fractal. And you're just in time to save the day, sweeping all our fears away. You can change the world in a tiny way. And you're just in time to save the day, sweeping all our fears away. You can change the world in a tiny way. Come on, change the world in a tiny way. Go on, change the world in a tiny way.
But we interrupt this show for a message from our sponsors.
Actually, it's a game we call product placement.
John, why don't you explain to me and our next contestant, Will Hines, how this game works?
Great. Hi, Will Hines.
Oh, hello.
Hi, Will.
Well, here at NPR, we don't have ads. We have underwriters.
And hey, John.
Yeah?
I have a question for you.
What's that?
When you say you don't have ads and you have underwriters, the underwriters, that's when you have a little commercial message and then they give you money? Is that what you're talking about, that are not advertisements? They sound like advertisements.
Moving right along, TV shows and movies are all about product placement these days. So in this next game, we thought, why not go back and put products into classic works of literature, art, and drama? Here's how it works. I'll give a short synopsis of a famous work with a reference to a product or company subtly added in. For example, I might say, this 1940 Hemingway novel about an American fighting in the Spanish Civil War features camaraderie, death, and nacho cheese gorditas. Jonathan, you would answer.
I would say, for whom the Taco Bell tolls.
Right, for whom the Taco Bell tolls. Correct.
Oh, and
yes. Anything else you want to add to that?
I can't even do it.
What do you think of that?
It tolls for me because it's delicious.
Correct again. Oh.
Thanks, everybody, for laughing at my joke.
Okay, Will, we have 8 questions, so answer 6 correctly, and you'll move on to our final round. Ready?
Yes, I am ready.
Great. Here we go. A young girl falls down a rabbit hole into a fantasy world where she grows to a tremendous size after nibbling on a brand-name sliced white loaf.
I think that's Alice in Wonder Bread Land.
Alice in Wonder Bread Land,
excellent.
Yes.
Well.
Focusing on the Ramsey family's vacation to the Isle of Skye, this novel by Virginia Woolf is a modernist meditation on time, perception, and the best-selling brand of low-calorie beer.
Well, is it to the Bud Light House?
Yes, to the Bud Light House.
Yeah, excellent.
Very good.
I found that the best-selling brand of light beer is debatable. I like Miller Lite.
Yeah, that's what I was stuck on.
Yeah.
I was trying to think of what Virginia would have liked.
Try this one, Will. Yeah. CIA analyst Jack Ryan finds that he and a Soviet submarine captain can kiss a little longer with the right chewing gum.
That's the Hunt for Big Red October.
That's right.
Nice work.
Good work.
All right, we have 2 new contestants with us right now. We have Mia Jung and David Ellis Dickerson. Hi, Mia. Hi, David. Welcome to Ask Me Another. The game that you're going to be playing is called This, That, or the Other. We'll read off a list of items, and you tell us which of the 3 categories that item belongs to. Jonathan, what are the categories?
Today's categories are types of cheese, dance moves, and characters from Moby Dick.
Oh, that does not seem hard to me. Hit me. Give me one.
Okay, here's an example. Mimolette. Is that a cheese, a dance move, or a character from Moby Dick?
Okay, mimolette. I don't remember any French women in Moby Dick, or any women at all, so I'm going to say dance move, like a pirouette.
No, I'm sorry. Mimolette is a cheese. It's a rather delicious cheese, as a matter of fact. But this is how it works, and in this game, we are going to alternate between the two of you. There is no need to use your bells. You're going to have every opportunity to defeat your opponent, I assure you. So, Mia, we're going to start with you. Queequeg. Is it a cheese, a dance move, or a character from Moby Dick?
Cheese?
No, I'm sorry. It is a Moby Dick character. David, plié.
That's a dance move.
Yes, it is. Wow.
All right. Well, that's a dick.
Mia, heel jack.
Tricky. Cheese? Oh.
What a terrible cheese that would be. No, I'm sorry. It's a dance move.
Okay.
It's a country line dancing move. David, Pippin.
That's a character in Moby Dick.
Yes, it is.
I think he was in the crow's nest.
Correct.
I think so.
You don't have to show off, David.
This is my only chance.
No, I understand. Mia, this one's yours. A poisse.
Dance move?
No, cheese!
Cheese, you love cheese!
I just like very much that I get to say in a very disappointed voice, no, cheese! David, this one is yours. Yarg.
Yarg?
Yarg.
Yarg. Okay, now you just looked frustrated like you know it. So it can't be Moby Dick.
Dang. Dang.
Hey. Hey now.
Yarg, that's... if it's a cheese, it's stupid, so I'm going to go with a dance move.
No, cheese!
It's cheese! Ah! David.
Stupid cheese.
All right, it's almost time for our mystery guest. Jonathan, do you have one last hint for us?
I do. I have a musical hint for you, and it goes a little something like this. Y'all are brutalizing me. Y'all are brutalizing me.
Oh, man. Do you guys want to guess who our mystery guest is? Shout it out right now. Our mystery guest tonight is David Cross. Yes. This is still NPR's Ask Me Another, and I'm still your host, Shanali Bomek. More to come, plus we put my good friend, actor-comedian David Cross, in the puzzle hot seat in just a minute.